Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing thing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
It can be a very liberating and calming thing to do in very anxious times, as long as it's used sparingly.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, creating a shared reality.
In a time when we are inundated with information that's relevant to us about the pandemic and about political events and issues of social unrest in the country and all these kinds of things, it's comforting to have places to go in your head that are reliably calm. And I think, you know, for many of us who pay attention to the news and those kinds of things, it can become just too much to bear about whatever the next thing is that's coming around the corner that you don't anticipate. And not only in terms of politics and societal things, but, you know, natural disasters and everything. Good heavens. I mean, it's just, there's just a lot to process. So I think in a lot of ways, you know, people who read books or who perhaps watch series on television or whatever, there are opportunities to sort of put yourself in another place, allow your attention to focus on something that doesn't, you know, throw you for a loop every time you open your eyes and start reading or listening or whatever. And that to me is something that I think many people have not yet taken advantage of. And because of that, they're just subject to the vicissitudes of whatever some media company decides to put in their Facebook feed or on television or wherever they get their information from.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the human mind is fascinating because of its remarkable ability to disconnect from the reality that's in front of us and to create an alternate reality that we can inhabit for a short period of time, knowing that it's an alternate reality. And this, you know, we developed this ability as children. So when you start looking at kids learning to imitate, so this is something, this ability to create this alternative universe develops early. It's a fundamental part of what we do as humans. But it can be, as Bob was saying, I think a very liberating and calming thing to do in very anxious times, as long as it's used sparingly. So that it's not that we want to utterly divorce ourselves from the world that we're in, but, you know, every once in a while you need a break, and picking up a book or turning on the television and allowing yourself to inhabit some other space is a way of reminding yourself that psychologically things don't have to be the way that they are.
And you know, we've talked on previous shows about how different ways of interacting with things that allow us to go to a different place, maybe not escapism, but respiteism, depends on what the medium is, right? And we talked about the fact that when you're watching something on television, you're watching a movie, or you don't really have the same level of participation as you do when you're reading, and you're having to now imagine much of what's going on. So it engages your mind in a fundamentally different way, because now you're part of the creation of the story. And being in this place of quiet when all the action is happening in my imagination and not coming in through my external sense receptors, that's a pretty cool thing to be able to do as a human being.
And then we get to layer yet another set of factors on top of that, which is that we can share those experiences.
Yeah.
And so, it, you know, when people binge watch a TV series now, you see people immediately going on social media and saying, I just binge watched some series. And they're not doing that to brag. They're doing it in order to find other people who did the same thing so that they can share that experience.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens when several people read a book and then have a conversation about it. And Tori Higgins, the psychologist, calls this creating a shared reality. And in some ways, what's important is that it is truly a reality. that shared social experience is a reality in that moment.
Yeah. And I think I want to emphasize how much choice and agency is possible in this. You know, I mean, I think any of us just having to deal with everything that's going on right now in the country, all of us are comforted by having a sense of control over some part of our environment. I mean, there are obviously many things that we can't control, but there are some things that we certainly can. And the ability as human beings, not only to engage in some activity that we've selected that then allows us to put ourselves in a particular place that has some predictability to it, but that we can do that with other people. You know, and I think a lot of times just having an idea planted in your head, like, well, I could do that. That might be fun, you know, to call my friend that I don't see very often and we decide we're going to read a book and we're going to check in after we all get to chapter 3 or, you know, whatever it is. It provides a wonderful kind of interaction with people that has a topic of conversation other than the latest crap that we have to deal with today.
Well, and you know, the other thing is, I think that there's ultimately a difference between using these experiences as a tool for resilience and using them purely as a means of escape. Books can be a great escape. Binge watching TV can be a great escape. But when you escape from something, the assumption is at some point you're going to get thrust back into that thing.
Yeah.
And that's certainly one possibility. But the alternative, and one of the things that creating a shared reality can help with, is that recognition that we have lots of choice about how we react to things.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, it's a different thing when you experience something with a buddy. And especially now, but not only now, but especially now, the ability to do those things for oneself, especially as it engages other people by providing a shared focus, a shared point of attention, is a tremendous opportunity that I think many people can benefit from.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of quality of life with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is usually our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head for KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.